Gravity. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Front page is being brought to you by Tide. Check out this Sunday's paper for a coupon that Tide.
Rock.
Huh?
Yep.
Hey, I just have a. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ebony. My bad.
You got me.
I forgot that was a sponsor.
Check out this Sunday's paper for a coupon for the Tide clean that fits you best.
Hey, you know why Buck Wheat didn't wash his clothes in Tide?
Why is that?
Because he didn't want to wash them out Tide.
Not outside, but out Tide.
Go ahead, Evan.
Very sad story this morning. Police are investigating a horrific accident that left 7 family members dead after the van they were in plunged 60 feet over a guardrail. Now, they're thinking that this was the grandparents, the parents, and the kids actually at a zoo, and they were all, you know, visiting there, and they think that the mother, Maria Gonzalez, was actually driving. So keep them lifted up. Gosh, that's a sad story. John Edwards, he heads back to court today as the former senator and one-time presidential candidate's campaign finance trial continues in North Carolina. Last week, Edwards' former aide Andrew Young testified he was afraid for his life after he shot down Edwards' idea to have him claim he fathered the child with Edwards' mistress. Today, Young's wife is expected to take the stand and continues her testimony where it left off on Friday. Y'all are so silly, my goodness. A 45-year-old man dumped his dentist girlfriend for another woman. Then, that was an extremely poor decision because he kept his appointment for oral surgery with his ex, and she removed all of his teeth while he was under anesthesia.
He was sleeping outside.
She's facing 3 years in prison, and at the end of the day, the new girlfriend left him, too.
This was
she was sleeping outside. Okay. All right. This weekend, Obama did the correspondence dinner, and Jimmy Kimmel was a special guest. He's funny as always.
You know, the real reason people thought you were from Kenya had nothing to do with your birth certificate. It's because you lost so much weight, we thought you were the guy who won the Boston Marathon. This is how you know this country's in bad shape. Our president is starving. North Korea is sending him food aid.
Light of the whole Secret Service prostitution scandal.
In fact, I had a lot more material prepared, but I have to get the Secret Service home in time for their new curfew.
All right, I'm Ebony Steele. That's what's going on in the front. What?
You know where they were in the Boston Marathon at?
Where?
Out there.
You know where they held the correspondence dinner at? Inside. What's up, head crack?
Well, Kanye West is making headlines this weekend, man. Well, he made headlines this weekend because he jumped outside of his car with his date, Kim Kardashian. And yo, his pants were halfway down. Like, he jumped out of the car. You could see his thigh. Son was wearing panties. Man panties.
Were they big?
You could see almost his entire thigh. Like, mm-hmm. He was rocking panties.
Wow, that must have meant his shirt was tucked outside.
Outside. But like, I don't know how you sag and wearing skinny jeans at the same time, but he managed to pull it off. No telling what was going on in that Maybach when he jumped out of it. But this much for you, buddy. Fans of the hip-hop producer legend Jay Dilla will be happy to know that hundreds of tapes were found by this record store owner by the name of Jeff Kubek, who owns a place called Royalty Oak. And it's a great discovery because it's like demos, beats that he didn't put out yet, and people are still trying to get a hold of Jay Dilla material. For those that don't know, he died in 2006 from lupus. He produced a lot of great record stuff for Janet Jackson, produced a lot of the great Tribe Called Quest stuff, and some of the stuff for the Far Side. Just naming a few things, man. But Jay Dilla is that dude. Last little thing I got for you, Waka Flocka Flame. He recently did an interview with Vibe Magazine, and they was talking about the Tupac hologram.
Right.
And he doesn't like it.
Why? I don't think be doing it.
Probably getting paid off of that man's money. Like, you don't know what that man be want to do. That's like me. Come on, another Flocka Belly had Tupac hologram. You be like, get some. Like, hey, man, it's all this stage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, let that man rest in peace. He a great.
So wait a minute.
He was probably confused by the hologram.
Yeah, he tried to hug it and walked right through it.
Tupac acting funny.
He's like, yo, how
he
high am I?
He tried to hug it. He said, walk a block behind, tried to hug it and walk right through it.
Yep.
Man, go on, man. Cut his mic off. I can't do it, dog. Not today, dog. All right, let's take a look at time. I'm sorry. Let's take a look at sports. 13 minutes after they are rock team.
Yeah, dog. Hey, a couple of games to talk about in the NBA playoffs. It was crazy over the weekend. The Clippers come all the way back from being down 27 points to defeat Memphis Grizzlies 99-98, man. Chris Paul and Blake Griffin had 3 points at halftime, and they came back out of beast mode. The Chicago Bulls, man, which is probably the saddest story over the weekend, reigning MVP Derrick Rose tore his ACL left knee out of for the rest of the playoffs. He's gone, man. Now, the Bulls are still going to be good enough to beat Philly, in my opinion, but they're not going to get past the Miami Heat over there in the East without Derrick Rose right there. Y'all keep him in the prayers right there, because that's a sad hit for the Bulls. Oklahoma City Thunder, man, they squeaked by the Mavs in Game 1. The Mavs had this Game 1, but Kevin Durant came through once again with a game-winning shot at the buzzer. Down.